It led to a great many conversions of German Jews to Christianity, all within a short period of time. Just one more point. I said that the third person we're going to discuss is Anshel Mayer Rothschild. Well, Rothschild's success, and I'll talk about it more next time, but Rothschild's success in the late 1700s in establishing and in the main international banking firm in Europe, and of being able in a relatively short period of time to reach a position of enormous prominence throughout Europe, propelled Jews into this assimilatory process, because everybody thought that they could be Rothschild. Just as Mendelssohn thought that everybody could be Mendelssohn, all the poor schnorrers thought that they could be, right? The old joke about the Talmud Torah teacher who said he would be richer than Rothschild because he would continue to teach bar mitzvah lessons on the side. So Rothschild was a tremendous impetus, even though he himself was a very observant Jew, and his fortune really came about through good fortune, as always happens. He was lucky enough to back the right baron who lent him money, and he lent the money out, and as today, the first 10 million is the hardest to make. After that, it comes a little easier. And he dreamt up his scheme with his five sons. One went to Vienna, and one to London, and one to Paris. You know, and they were the first international banking establishment. They played both sides. They backed both sides in all the wars of Europe. They financed both sides. They could not lose. The success of Rothschild had a great effect on how Jews thought, because they, for a glimmer, they thought that it could be done, that there was a way out of all the problems, there was a way out of the ghetto, there was a way out of persecution, there was a way out of anti-Semitism, there was a way to success, and that by adjustment to the outside world, the Jew could be successful. That underlying belief, combined with the pressures of secular humanism of the 18th century, is what brought about the birth of Reform Judaism and its enormous popular success for its first 150 years. The Reform Judaism that we see today is a different brand completely. First of all, except for the United States, it really doesn't exist in strength anywhere else. And in the United States, it basically is made up of grandchildren of Orthodox Jews who have climbed socially and whose theology is not, and to whom theology is not really a major issue. When we discuss Reform Judaism next time, we will see that it was a radical departure in Jewish theology. It made out of Judaism a completely different religion, so that it was almost unrecognizable. And because of that, and it did so because of the pressures of the secular humanism of the times, the French Revolution, the philosophers, etc., all of which forced them into that type of belief and that type of behavior.